At the movies this week, we'll discover the latest adaptation of a holiday classic. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. Each Christmas season, people everywhere get dressed up in their holiday finest to enjoy a local production of Tchaikovsky's classic holiday ballet, The Nutcracker. And now Disney takes the beloved ballet and turns it into a big-screen fantasy in The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. The Nutcracker and the Four Realms tells the story of an inventive young girl named Clara, played by Mackenzie Foy, who's dreading her first Christmas without her mother. When she receives a beautiful egg-shaped box on Christmas Eve, she goes in search of the missing key, and the search takes her to a magical land. There, she finds that the kingdom's four realms are deep in conflict, so Clara joins the army to march into the fourth realm, led by Helen Mirren's mother Ginger, to retrieve her key and restore peace in this magical place. Now, this big-screen adaptation of the classic ballet is certainly a sight to behold. A musical fantasy with a cool, and sometimes creepy, steampunk touch, and some dance thrown in for good measure. The set design is stunning, traveling from workshops to wonderlands, through kingdoms of snow and flowers and candy. And the costume design is remarkable, too. In fact, everything about this film is whimsical and imaginative and visually striking. The film's problem, however, is that the story isn't nearly as remarkable as the design. The muddled plot is generally difficult to follow, and it's even harder to explain. And while this magical world is certainly beautiful, there's really no explanation of what it is or how Clara's mother just happened to become its queen. Fortunately, it's easy to get caught up in the beauty of it all. But while the young princess of this world spends the film searching for answers, viewers will do the same. But is it worth joining the adventure with Clara and her magical friends? It could be. If you're just looking for a pretty holiday film, you'll be able to enjoy the music and costumes and magical lands of The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. But beneath its dazzling surface, there's just not much there. It gets a C. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. The Nutcracker and the Four Realms could be a bit muddled because of its shifting directors. Originally, Lasse Hallström completed the project, but when reshoots were needed and he wasn't available, Joe Johnston took over, which most likely affected the finished product. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including a mother fighting for her son in Viper Club, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.